Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, the motivator, and I am not sure if you all can hear me or not, and I'm not sure if this is actually on, but I will proceed as if it was on. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, late night at 11 p.m. and Eastern Standard Time. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, the motivator, coming to you live from Maryland on Radio Talk Show Blog. Had some personal things come up. This week, I feel like it is my purpose and my destiny to share, acknowledge me, hear my voice. So if listening, thank you so much. And I'm excited to share. And stance. I think some of the information that I'm going to share is life changing. And if you heard me say that, you heard me say that on Facebook. So we have about 30 minutes together, not very long, but I wanted to kind of to me in my voice. I know who follow me consistently, so that I have a deep spiritual God, and I feel as very sound my voice, but it was through a lot of trials, challenges, and difficulties that I was able to find my voice. And finding my voice, I began to write and began to really look at myself as a person. Sometimes we can not look at ourselves as a person, as a being. We could just be doing things and forget about ourselves. So over the past year, I have been doing a lot of reflections on how did I lose my own voice. Your story may not be like my story, but your story has a lot of significance. And my story is uniquely mine as well. But just to kind of give you of how all of this is coming about, the Precious Jewel Speaks, you hear me say that a lot on Facebook and social media, and sharing the workout journey, the exercise piece. And all of that is a part of me finding my voice. And for several years of my life, I did not have a voice. My voice was muted, and it was not early on in my childhood. So I talk about a lot of deep topics in a book, Pulling Back the Covers, on Amazon by Diamond P, which is myself. And in Pulling Back the Covers, I really go deep into how I lost my voice. So it is an excellent read. I think you all should read it if you have not already. And you can probably see yourself in some of those examples that I left in my book. So that is a good place to start on how I found my voice, is because I started to write about some of my experiences that led me into who I am today. And for me, it was very liberating for me to kind of go back in time and figure out how it is that I come to lost my voice. So you can get that book, and it's on Amazon, Pulling Back the Covers. And so you can kind of have an understanding of where it is I'm coming from. So first, when you're trying to get your voice back and it's been lost for so long, there's some things that I have had to do, and I can help you, give you some tools to kind of start to find your own voice. So I don't say I'm a counselor. I'm not a counselor. I'm just going off of my experiences, and my experiences have shown me some things that I could correct or some things that could be in the way of me living my best life. And a lot of times I'm posting on Facebook about living your best life. So my intention is to share with social media and my friends over the next 6 weeks about acknowledging yourself. One, acknowledge yourself and understand that self matters and self is real. Many times we can get caught up trying to please everyone, and we can forget about ourselves, and then our voice is lost. Number two, I'm going to discuss in the series and how to forgive others and how to forgive self. How to forgive others and how to forgive self. I think that's important in moving forward in a journey called life, and acknowledging your voice and just moving forward. So forgiving others and forgiving self, I will be talking about. Acknowledging self. I think I mentioned that already, but I think that's very important when you're trying to make changes for the good for yourself. You have to acknowledge those feelings. You have to acknowledge your journey. You have to acknowledge where you've been and where you want to go. I think that is important. Accept. So I'm giving you some tips on what we're going to be doing over the next 6 weeks. And I'm just giving you some titles of some different things that we'll be thinking about and exploring over the next 6 weeks. So accept. I accept me, I accept you, I accept where I am, I accept. So I accept what it is that is being taught to me. Approve. How many times we can get approval from others, but we have to find a way to approve ourselves. Be self-affirming, approve ourselves. Number four, and over the next 6 weeks, we'll be working on healing the past so you can move forward. Healing your past. I think that's so important because if we are constantly in the state of mind of not thinking forward, forward thinking, then, and we're always in the past, then we can never have room enough to grow. So number four, on the fourth week, I'll be talking about healing your past. I believe that, you know, we can have a spiritual walk, but I also believe we have to be active in healing our past, and that's working on finding our voice and finding our true self. And also believing that you can move forward, again, forward thinking. So number five, sometimes you may have to eliminate negativity. Eliminate negativity, and it may include people who you grew up around or that's very close to you. You have to eliminate negativity, and that will help you propel yourself forward, because anytime you have negative energy in your space, you begin to hold on to negativity. Negativity is transferable, just like positivity. Positivity is transferable to our spirits. I believe that. So on the sixth week, we will talk about becoming one with self and becoming great. Becoming one with self and becoming great. So those are some of the topics that we will cover over the next 6 weeks. Finding, acknowledge me, hear my voice, group coaching will cover six of those topics that I just talked to you about. And those are six topics that I personally involve myself in every day. The process of acknowledging myself, self-affirmation, knowing that self matters, and that my self is real, my feelings that I have are real, my voice that I have is real, and so acknowledging that. And I think before you can get acknowledgement from someone else, you have to be able to give it to yourself. So I would definitely go over how do you acknowledge yourself. And so those are some of the six topics that we will discuss. And like I said, tonight is really an introduction call to what it is I am trying to accomplish, who it is I'm trying to reach, and why I feel like acknowledging me, hear my voice, is so important. Because it's your unique print to the world. And if you're not able to use your voice and use your person and be comfortable with that person, then you're not able to move forward. So these are motivational calls that will touch on not specifics, but give you some tools that I have used coming from a background that wasn't that so great, coming from a background that included sexual molestation, that included abuse, that included depression and suicidal thoughts, coming from a background where I was not able to express concern for certain things. So now, being the person that I am now, as far as speaking and moving forward, I think it behooves me to share those with my community, share those steps so that we all can move forward, and me utilizing my voice in this process so you can utilize your voice in the process. And I just want to let you know that as we go through this six-week course and you listen to some of the things that I have to say, it is a process. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing happens overnight. It is a process of going over it and repeating it over it and over again until you are comfortable with your new habit. And that's what you see me do at the gym is I'm constantly trying to find my voice. And once I begin to find my voice, what happens then is that I'm able to propel myself forward. But I'm unable to propel myself forward if I cannot get past the negative self-talk or the negative self-belief or the negative self-esteem. I cannot begin to move myself forward. And so again, that is why I state that acknowledge me, find, excuse me, acknowledge me, hear my voice is so important. Because once you find your voice and your true authentic self, then once again, you can move forward in a positive direction. So that is what the Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice is about, and how I was able to transform my mind. And I think I'll go a little bit deeper into it on some other calls to share with you what it is exactly that I did to get to this point. But it is a process, and I'll say it again because I want you to hear me if you're on the call, that anything that you're doing, anything that you do, and it's worthwhile doing it, then it is a process. And my hope is that I can give you tools to fly on your own. And not to state that I can fix problems, I can just offer solutions to certain problems because of my experiences, some of the experiences that I had to go through. And I think they will be beneficial to my friends and followers. So, with that being said, it is a pleasure to speak to my followers and friends and to share my journey where I came from. And now I am not what I want to be, but I have a voice that is being set free. And so important that become one with our voice and with our spirituality so that you can begin, and I said this on Facebook, but so that you can begin to build your legacy. You're unable to build legacy without a voice, without a reasoning voice. You're unable to do that. So this 6 week course that I will be sharing with you all is to really develop yourself to find that deep voice in yours. Ministry. And that is, but what happens when you forget about self? When you forget about self, there becomes a disaster within yourself. I see a Facebook post about we have to begin our hands. And the way we begin to untie our hands is believe that we can untie them for ourselves. And we can learn how to be rescuers of ourselves and not everyone else. And so that's what this is about. That's what this is about. Acknowledging me, hear my voice, becoming one with oneself. As children, I'm sure if you're listening, we were taught that other people come. But that's not necessarily. So I'm really passionate about setting new goals. Setting future, setting a legacy. Be and I've said a lot of things tonight. I went over the topics that I will be discussing in detail with you all over the next 6 weeks. I want to apologize for being prepared on last week, but I said I have to be back to work, my boss, and so that's why I'm here today, because I believe in the power of self-affirmations, self-growth, positive direction. And shining your true voice is not an easy one. It's not for the faint, but it is for someone who is searching for their truth, their self, their true self. This journey is for someone who wants more out of their currently given themselves because of negative talk, because of lack of belief, because of what someone else has placed on them, on a stigma that they have been walking around with for all of their life. This journey is for those people who want to hear that. And the way they hear that is through acknowledging their self, hearing their voice, and becoming one with themselves. But and sometimes we live in such a noisy world that we cannot hear our own self and what's right for ourselves. So I'm going to be sharing that journey with you all, digging deep into some things that caused me to lose my voice. And maybe you can see yourself in that specific area that we'll talk about and how it can affect the long-term person, how it can affect the long-term person. I tell you, when you start to develop your own voice, you don't have to be in competition with anyone. You will be your own competition. You will be your own challenge. You will be your own objective to meet. But it all begins with following and finding your voice. So, over the next 6 weeks, I will share with you, I will share deep information with you that can help you propel yourself to go to the next level. I will prepare information to share with you to go to the next level. And as I go to my next level, and I appreciate where I came from because it made me who I am today in order to share my voice with you right now on this call. That's so important. That's so important that we drown out the negativity and that we move toward purpose. And like I said before, move toward having fulfillment and purpose and vision. That is so important. But we have to be able to start to get the junk out and put the positivity in. And then at that point, we can build legacy. We can build legacy. We can build our voice. And I'll say it again, because acknowledge me, hear my voice. This is who I am. This is where I stand. This is not fear, but courage. This is not fear of the unknown, but courage for the future. That's what we're going to talk about over the next 6 weeks. I only have a few minutes left on this radio blog, and I'm so grateful to the ones who are up with me late at night and willing to hear my voice as I'm speaking to your spirit. And I hope to encourage and uplift the human soul. Not here to judge, not here to say what you're not doing and what you should be doing. I'm only here to suggest and provide tools on moving forward. So your homework for tonight is to write down exactly what it is that's been holding you back. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell anyone. But you should write down, what are your fears? What are the negative things that we don't tell anyone, but we have to face? What are those? I challenge you to dig deep, cry, pray, meditate on your voice. Let it be found tonight. And if it's not found tonight, let it be found by the next time we meet, which is next Monday at 11 p.m., I'll be on the call. And I hope that during this process, I'm not asking you to digest what it is you feel. I just want you to feel what it is you feel. Are you angry? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you lonely? Are you feeling like this is not going to work? Whatever it is, Precious Jewel challenges you to write it down. Come face to face with it until we meet the next time. I really, really appreciate you tonight listening to my voice. I appreciate you listening to my voice, and I hope that you're on the call next week. This is a motivational call for you, just for you to find your voice that is uniquely yours. I hope you're inspired. I pray that you're encouraged, and I pray that you can move forward just for today. Just for today. That's what I hope for you today, if you're listening. So whatever it is, be at peace with it. Be at peace with it and move forward. Thank you. This is Precious, Precious Jewel. I'll be talking to you as much as possible. Take it easy. Good night.